There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Book News, your latest literary roundup.
So this is exciting news for readers of Arabic fiction and non-fiction. Did you hear about this? Amazon announced Tuesday that Kindle is adding more than 12,000 titles.
That's amazing.
Which it is amazing. So I got this from Arablit.org. The wonderful Marsha Lynx Qualey did this roundup of some of the works that you can actually go ahead and buy. So on its opening day, the initial bestsellers list was dominated by Egyptian titles. So books like Ahmed Khalid Tawfiq's Utopia, which frustratingly is no longer in print in English.
Oh,
which
really?
Is really annoying, but is available in Arabic on Kindle now. Several works by Ahmed Murad, Najib Mahfouz. I should have got you to read this out, actually, shouldn't I? And also Khalid Al-Khamisi's Taxi.
Yeah.
And you've got IPAF award-winning books as well. You've got Ibrahim Nasrallah's Dog War 2 on there, so you've got some more recent stuff as well. And also translations of things like Dan Brown's novels, Fire and the Fury, and J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series as well. So 12,000 titles.
That's amazing. Hopefully that'll get more people to buy Kindles and to read, because people are always complaining that, you know, having books are so difficult now. So I think having Arabic books in Kindle is
so good. It's cheaper and it's amazing.
Yeah. Good news.
And I'd like to recommend a book for the summer really quickly. I know you're going to recommend one towards the end of the show.
Yep.
So if you're looking for something to read over the summer or to add to that massive pile of books that you perhaps have, like I do, by the side of my bed.
Like we all do.
Yeah. Do you remember The Devil Wears Prada and the cold brilliance of Miranda Priestly? Let us jog your memory.
Miranda Priestly is the editor-in-chief of Runway.
So you don't read Runway?
No. Not to mention a legend.
And before today you'd never heard of me?
No. You work a year for her and you can get a job at any magazine you want.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I don't know.
It wasn't a question.
So there you go, just reminding you of Miranda Priestly. So The Devil Wears Prada was obviously a famous novel that was turned into a wonderful film starring Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt. And she wrote a follow-up called Revenge Wears Prada. And there's another one coming out in the next couple of weeks. It's called in the US When Life Gives You Lululemons. And in the UK, it's called The Wives. I was very confused when I had the proof copy on my desk. And I thought, is this another book that she's written? So no.
That's odd that they have such different names.
I think because Lululemon is a very US
American
brand.
Yeah.
What it's about is it's about Emily.
Blunt's character,
Emily Blunt's character. So after leaving Miranda Priestly, she's been working in Hollywood as an image consultant. That's the basis of the story in Hollywood. And she's lost a few clients because she's really bad at social media. And then she finds a comeback opportunity. There's this gorgeous former supermodel and her life is basically falling apart and the tabloids pounce on her and she has to step in, but she can't do it alone. And she has to enlist Miranda Priestly's help. So that's all I know about it. It just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, like The Devil Wears Prada is. So.
I hope it is, and I hope it's not like a sequel for a sequel's sake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
Book News, your latest literary roundup.
The Emirates Lit Fest, or Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, is up for a What's On Award, and you can vote for it as favourite festival under the entertainment section. So you can go to the What's On Awards link online and you can vote for us if you wish, if you think that we are your favourite festival. And now, another summer reading recommendation.
So, I got a hold of this book, which has a very beautiful cover, and it's called The Mermaid and Mrs. Hancock by Imogene Hermes Goar. Now, this is a very popular book. I'm sure everyone's seen it on Instagram or in bookstores. It's everywhere.
There was a huge marketing campaign.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of got duped into it. I was like, oh, let me just get it. It's everywhere. It must be good.
Does it live up to the hype?
It does, because I was very disappointed when I read, and this is probably like going to sound shocking to some people, when I read The Essex Snake, because that had kind of a similar hype as well at the time. And I didn't really enjoy that book that much.
Shocking. I'm not shocked.
And this is sort of similar in the sense that it's a historical fiction and it's set in 1785 in London. And it's about a Johnna Hancock, who is a, what is the word? A trader. He's a trader. And he trades his boat for an anomaly, which is a mermaid. And he thinks this mermaid's going to make him, you know, millions and millions.
I'd trade a boat for a mermaid.
Yeah, right. But it's not sort of your typical mermaid that you would imagine in your head. It's this sort of like baby mermaid, more like a sea goblin, which is quite scary looking.
So not Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
If you're imagining Ariel from The Little Mermaid, that's not what's in this book. So he decides to set up in a coffee shop this weird creature to see kind of like what happens. And, you know, gossip spreads around London of this, this crazy creature that everybody wants to see. And he's a very simple man, and he's, you know, in his 40s, he's a widower, and he kind of has this sort of mundane life, and he doesn't really know what's going to happen when he puts his mermaid on display. He's kind of hoping for the best. He hopes he can pay off his bills and his debts, da da da. But what ends up happening is that this mermaid kind of takes him up through society, and he ends up meeting all these strange, quirky characters, like politicians, people from parliament, courtesans, and he ends up meeting this woman who is trying to find a husband.
Her name is Mrs. Hancock.
No, her name is not Mrs. Hancock. Her name is Angelica. And so she's kind of trying to find a patron to take care of her. And she becomes fascinated by this mermaid and Mr. Hancock. And Mr. Hancock is not the sort of ideal man that she's looking for. But because of the fact that he's sort of like not the typical man that she's often gone for, he's not very rich, he's not very handsome, he has this weird mermaid, this really strange connection happens between them. And they go down this path of trying to evade all these people who also become kind of obsessed with this mermaid and all the attention that you get. It's wonderful because she writes really poetically, but at the same time, you kind of get this London that's dirty and gross and 17th century, and there's so many characters and so many plot lines happening at once. It's a book that you get a lot out of. It's very slow paced, but it's definitely worth the read. I can't put it down. I think it's brilliant. And I think a lot of different people will get something out of it.
I'm just imagining like his online dating profile.
Owner of mermaid.
I like Asian cuisine, long walks on the beach, and I have a strange sea goblin.
No, it's really good. And it's a great cover. And I think I've heard that the film rights have already been sold, but I'm not entirely sure on that.
Not surprised. Yeah. It sounds like a very different read to the new kind of Devil Wears Prada spin-off.
Yes, yeah.
So
yeah.
Two very different recommendations for you there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.